Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 238, recorded on Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And this is actually not, I got confused yesterday. I don't know. I wasn't remembering. Well, these 2 days are similar. I had summer resolutions, and there's some of them are kind of nerdy, and then I had Nerd Project Saturday. And I was thinking, like, 20 minutes ago when I was getting ready for this, I was like, am I already doing a Nerd Project thing again? I'm like, I thought I just did that. So I went back and had to look and figure it out. Okay. All right. So we're all good now. So it's summer resolutions. And this one is related to the one from a couple weeks ago, but not the same. Because, for example, Dropbox, I'm in the process of getting rid of. I actually, as I mentioned a few days ago, I did not auto-renew when this, or turned off auto-renew when this last month, a few days ago, re-upped. So I'm at like 27 or 28 days before Dropbox goes away for me. I'm not really using it right now, and I've got almost everything out of it, and it's going pretty well. I'm still using off. I'm just cheating until the end of the month because it's easier. I already have it set up for the Allphonic stuff, and it's easy. It's a little bit easier than uploading and downloading the files, just sticking them in Dropbox. I'm going to reset that up with Google Drive pretty soon because Google Drive is another option. I just haven't done it yet. But in a larger sense, another summer resolution is subscriptions in general, because subscriptions sneak up on you and subscriptions add up. You know, everything from Patreon and some of the things that I do on Patreon, like I have a Patreon subscription to Cord Killers where they talk about it. It's like, you know, it's $1 an episode, it's $5 a month or $4 a month or whatever. It's like, you'll never even notice it. That is absolutely true. That subscription. But I have a lot of subscriptions. You know, I have Patreon subscriptions. I have, like everybody, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the only one in the world with this, but I really need to take an eyeball on this. Got Patreon subscriptions. You've got, you know, you've got your streaming service subscriptions, some of which I'll never, you know, Netflix I'll never get rid of. Probably none of them. Well, Netflix I'll never get rid of. Amazon Prime I'll never get rid of because you get so much from that beyond just the streaming subscription. Hulu I'll probably never get rid of. We watch a lot of Hulu, actually. We were just watching Hulu 20 minutes ago. We watch a lot of Hulu. Don't think I would ever get rid of that. I already mentioned, though, the other day that DC Universe, while I liked it, I have paused it or turned it off. I will re-up it at some point. So that is an example. That's kind of the beginning, I guess, of the subscription thing. But I got streaming subscriptions. I've got media subscriptions. I've got both I've had Washington Post subscription for a while. I got New York Times for a little while, and then decided to cancel. I was like, I only need, like, if I have Washington Post, I don't really need New York Times. And the New York Times was on some sort of, like, super cheap, I don't know, it was the first 3 months or whatever, and then it was kind of, I forget, it was like $8 or $10 a month, and I was like, I don't think so. And I let it go for a month or two. And then I went to cancel it, and it was one of those where you can't just cancel it, you have to either call them or chat with them. And when I chatted with them, they're like, hey, if you don't want to cancel it, we'll give you, like, another super cheap, it was like 99 cents a month for the next 6 months or something like that. And they, of course, they talked me into it. So I'm on that again. I got to watch that. So I got media subscriptions. I've got, and then, you know, some subscriptions are tricky because they're like once a year or once every 6 months. And so it's like hard to catch them. Some of those I don't really worry about. I have a Dark Sky subscription. I really like the Dark Sky app for, weather service and stuff. And I believe their subscription is $3 a year. Now, that one I do not worry about. It's not $3 a month. It's not $30 a year. You know, it's $3 a year. That, I lose more money than that, like falling out of my pockets, you know, when I'm walking around. $3 a year, I'm not worried about. But on the other hand, I have an Ancestry DNA thing, and I do kind of use it at times, but I don't use it at other times. And that one is like, it's not an insignificant, I can't remember if it's like $60 every 6 months or $99 every 6 months. It's like not insignificant amount of money. And it's something that you only see it's either every 6 months or once a year. I can't remember which. So it's hard to catch it like on a credit card or coming out of an account or something. So I am on a quest to organize all these freaking things. I have a spreadsheet, of course, because that's how you do that sort of thing. Even a database guy like me uses a spreadsheet for something like this. I got a spreadsheet. I'm putting them in. I'm marking them down, and some of these things are, especially subscription wise, you know, there's other optional things. Like I actually just bought a Humble Bundle of Python books yesterday, but I don't there is some sort of Humble Bundle subscription thingy now, which I do not have. But I did buy a Humble Bundle, but like I have, you know, there's another one, Xbox. I have Xbox Live and the PlayStation 4 or PS Plus, whatever. Both subscriptions, and they think they only come out once a year. So it's like a tricky thing where you like don't even see these things. When they're once a year, they're hard to catch and to remember. So I'm in the middle of a process of putting them all into the spreadsheet with the dates they renew and the frequency they renew and the amount that they renew and figuring out, okay, which of these do I need and which of these do I not need? And many of the ones that I do not need, because in almost a very large number of these are like digital type things. It'd be like the equivalent of Netflix. So let's just use Netflix as like the canonical simple example. And they're not all quite as easy as Netflix. New York Times was an example of that. But, you know, Netflix, the great thing about Netflix is if you want to turn off Netflix for a month or 3 months, they just basically say, okay, fine, turn it off. You know, you go in, you click, 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 it's turned off. You know, the next time, once your subscription period that you're in right now ends, you don't have any more, but you can click, 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 go back in 2 months later, turn it back on. A lot of people do that, for example, with HBO. The only reason I don't do that with HBO is because for a long, long time, I didn't have HBO. And, well, we finally got HBO like a year ago, something like that, to watch Westworld. Maybe a year and a half ago, but I got like a super good deal. It was like the introductory rate through Hulu or something, like adding channels to Hulu, and it was like $5 a month for 6 months or 4 months or something like that. So I got it. We watched all the Westworld, and we turned it off. And then before I wanted HBO again, Time Warner finished the company I worked for Turner Broadcasting, or what used to be Turner Broadcasting, which is now Warner Media, which used to be Time Warner, and is merged with AT&T. And one of the AT&T employee perks is a super, super cheap rate for either DirecTV or DirecTV Now, like $10 a month for everything cheap. And that includes HBO. So I have HBO Now, not HBO Now or HBO Go, but I now have HBO. There we go. But just because I'm getting it as part of this cheap rate, it's like too cheap not to get there. I've used a number of other streaming services and, DirecTV or what is now AT&T TV Now. Oh, good Lord. We're changing the names. It's horrible. It's not my favorite of the streaming services, but it's so much cheaper than any of the other ones. I just take it. So that one, yeah, I'm going to keep. But yeah, the, you know, canonical example, a better example is HBO. I know a lot of people who, especially during like Game of Thrones time, had HBO for 4 or 5 months of the year and then disconnected and or terminated it and then brought it back a year and a half later, whenever the next Game of Thrones came out. We've done the same thing recently with, what's CBS's?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
It's okay. Alexa just apparently thought I said something. CBS All Access, that's the name of it, which has Star Trek Discovery and also had Young Sheldon, which is, and Big Bang Theory, which is something that we watched with Charlotte's dad. But once we caught up on all that, we did turn that off several months ago. We're caught up with everything. Discovery's coming back. And if, you know, eventually the new Picard show, the new Star Trek Picard show is coming. So we'll turn that on. We'll use it. We'll turn it off. So, but I kind of did that, you know, I kept track of that a little bit with that particular one. But now I've got the spreadsheet and we're going to be doing that a whole lot more. It's a pain, but, you know, at the end of the year, it's going to be a not insignificant amount of money that is going to be saved. And most of these things, you know, if I need them, just turn them back on. It's not that big a deal. So, oh gosh, almost 11 minutes. I went a little bit longer on this one than I intended to. But so that's it. That's a summer resolution that I'm working on. I am organizing and evaluating my various subscription services and turning off until I need them again the ones that I don't need right now. So that's it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's the email address. The website is kenzoid.com. That's kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. And we'll be talking tomorrow about, I did not look up what Wednesdays are. Oh, well. Hold on. I had it up just a second ago. It's not going to take that long. I'll feel better. Podcasts, I'm digging. That's right. So we'll be talking about some podcast tomorrow. And we'll see you then. Bye.